Amidst the chaos caused by Team Neo Rocket Galactic's attack in Mos Deep City, it appears that the super ancient water-type legendary Pokemon Kyogre has been agitated and awoken from a 15-year slumber, once again threatening to drown all of Hoenn if left unchecked. With the party separated at greater physical distances than ever before, how will the Quacko Packo save Hoenn, or perhaps even the world? The mission to utilize the Zap Plate to bring forth the Aspect of Lightning was a success. Thanks to the efforts of Cindy and Gimli, Cindy was able to deliver the Zap Plate from the Atlas Stone to Kanto champion Red. Red's Pikachu took to the sky as a mighty deity of thunder, with lightning bolts suspending him in the stormy sky as if he could walk on air. The electrifying currents blasting from his cheeks in his new, more monstrous form shattered the rampaging Kyogre's defenses despite their overwhelming disparity in size, allowing Schmidt, Mewtwo, and Quacko to nearly remove the burgled splash plate's influence from Kyogre. Additionally, thanks to the help of Caroline's Pidgeot, Jenna, Elodie has returned from the moon to reunite with all of the Packo besides Gimli, the three of them in combat with Kyogre in the eye of a growing hurricane above underwater Mos Deep City. Cindy had recently taken a powerful origin pulse from Kyogre, knocking her off of the back of Fane, the Salamence. Cindy is now being hoisted from the water, her consciousness restored by Elodie's healing powers taught by the Draconids, with Soldi on the back of Fane, zooming to scoop Cindy out of the water. Cindy's nefarious parents, River and Beckett, are somewhere in the scene of the battle, and Archie is dangling from one of Kyogre's mountainous teeth. Within underwater Mos Deep, Gimli has focused his attention on ensuring the success of the protective psychic bubble with the help of Lasagna the Hoennian Krussel and seeking out NRG fugitives per the recommendation of Delaney and Brandon, the police from Dooford. Joined by a wild coughing who seems to be reveling in the powerful fumes left behind by the jet fuel, Gimli stumbled upon a morose Uranus, claiming to have abandoned his post as an energy admin right before the launch of the shuttle due to the abduction of his beloved Basque Legion on behalf of the mysterious Artemis Protocol. Where we left off, an initiative order starts us with Schmidt floating above and behind Kyogre, using Mewtwo's telekinetic powers. The influence of the Aspect of Lightning seems to be leaving Kyogre vulnerable and exhausted. What will you do?
Oh, we're just going to smack the plate thing.
Okay. Same thing as before. Is it going to be a combo Mewtwo plus Quacko going at it?
Yep, just a big 1-2 punch.
Okay, roll like a Psy Strike from Mewtwo and roll any melee move of your choice from Quacko. If Quacko's going to get right up next to it, give him advantage, please.
Okay, advantage. He did not need it.
Okay.
Mewtwo got a dirty 23 to hit, and Quacko got, I'm going to say it's a Leaf Blade.
Okay.
Quacko got a dirty 29 to hit.
Fantastic. Roll. I will need some damage, if you don't mind. Just roll me straight damage. Is Quacko a crit? Did he crit?
I need to look up.
He crits on 18, right? 18 or 17? 17. He crits on 17 because of the enhanced leak and leaf
blade.
Oh,
yeah. Well, it was also, since it's advantage anyways, it would crit automatically anyways.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because of Schmidt. Yeah.
Okay.
I had to make sure that it wasn't just back attack, that it was all advantage.
Yes, that is correct. In that case, just roll Quacko's damage. I don't really need Mewtwo's.
Okay. 78.
Okay.
If my math is mapping, yeah.
With the combined powers of Mewtwo barraging the location of the plate on Kyogre's tail with psychic energy, you can see these like pink-purple beads manifest and just hammer into location of the plate, like denting around Kyogre's body, and then Quacko just slashing at it with his leak. After enough strikes, it actually dislodges. With a stroke of the leak from Quacko, it flips off of Kyogre's tail and begins to spiral and spin, and it begins to fall off of Kyogre's body. I will ask for dexterity checks from Quacko and Mewtwo and possibly Schmidt. This is a DC 21 dexterity to catch this.
Oh, okay. I think one for Schmidt too.
Yeah, as well.
Quacko misses it.
Okay.
Mewtwo still misses it.
Okay.
But Schmidt got a 19 on the die.
Okay.
And it's plus 3 to dex. So
let's fucking go. A flavor question for you. As you dive for the plate, you're being telekinetically suspended. Did Schmidt give an instruction to Mewtwo? Or did Mewtwo intuit? Or did Schmidt break the link to free fall to grab the plate? This has no real impact on anything, just for flavor.
I think Schmidt would just like break the link and just dive at it.
That's pretty fucking sick. Yeah. Mewtwo and Quacko and Schmidt successfully remove the splash plate from being embedded in Kyogre's body. And a couple of things happen all at once, which is witnessed by Cindy, Elodie, Schmidt, as well as potentially in the bubble. You may notice some of these effects as well. These rain clouds that have formed over Mos Deep City, rather than raining torrentially, they just deposit all of their water at once. And there is a huge torrent of just like thousands of gallons of water just falling from the sky all around this battlefield. The location of Schmidt, Elodie, Cindy, and your Pokemon are not going to be in the splash because you're kind of like in the eye of the storm, but it's going to create these like monstrous waves as it all just kind of plummets down into the sea. As the water from the clouds splashes into the sea, it also, the sea level begins to just very quickly, like within a matter of seconds, begins to recede. And in about 30 or so seconds, it's likely that it will just be about a foot or two above normal sea level rather than this like 50 feet. I will ask, while Schmidt is falling with the plate, Mewtwo can probably grab him. I'll do a dex check later. I want Cindy and Elodie to both make perceptions.
You got it. We're canonically so good at this.
That's why there's two of you doing it.
Yo, an actual good roll? I have to do maths. Perception. 9. That's a dirty 20.
Okay, perfect. I was going to say, I'm looking for 14. Elodie, as all this like kind of chaos happens, you just brought Cindy out of the water and gave her HP, and then like you see Schmidt falling with the plate. You notice out of the corner of your eye, right, like as Cindy is like fully coming to, as her consciousness is being restored, the amulet that she wears on her neck seems to have a dissipating glow to it. In a fraction of a second, it just disappears. But you noticed it was glowing for a moment. All that being said, not a lot of time to think about it or discuss it because all of this water is coming down, and Kyogre also begins to just glow in a blue light, and it shrinks. I don't want to say shrinks, but Kyogre becomes smaller to the point of where it is the size of a regular whale, and it seems to fit the depictions that Cindy in particular would be familiar with of Kyogre. It is still raining. It is, in fact, drizzling. There's still some lightning claps, especially around Pikachu, who is still activated, and lightning bolts are constantly like making contact with his body. But you are face-to-face with a regular-looking Kyogre. And admittedly, it looks a little pooped, a little tired. And it has an appearance to its face. With your high perception check, you would know that there's a bit of confusion to it. We're going to temporarily kind of break initiative as everyone's going to be looking around in awe of this Kyogre, and I will ask, is there anything that you do?
I think it's Cindy's turn to catch a legendary.
What? No? Is it looking that pooped?
It's looking like, well, roll an insight.
16?
It is looking like it would rather be sleeping. That is the vibe that you get. These super ancient Pokemon tend to have a trend of sleeping for a long time and then being active for a little bit. You remember, as a Hoenn, that this Kyogre was active like 15 years ago. It was really active, and it took a lot of effort to get it to stop. It seems like it didn't fully get its beauty sleep after that event, and so it's looking just like ready to retire.
I have 2 Ultra Balls, a Premier Ball, a Fortree Ball. I have a Shedinja. You guys think of an Ultra Ball do something?
Try it.
Worth a shot.
Bucket Wee Ball.
Can I throw an Ultra Ball at it?
You sure can. Before your throw, I'm going to need you to make a contested dexterity check. Not for the throw, but for a different initiative.
Is Archie trying to catch it also?
Our river.
What is it? Is it dexterity?
Yes, dexterity.
Yo.
18.
Okay.
Which is like really, really good for Cindy. Yeah. Like, let me be clear. I have +1 in dex.
River and Beckett also threw out 2 Ultra Balls. One of them got a 3. One of them got a 17. So.
Yo.
Gasp.
Yo.
Cindy's Ultra Ball will connect with Kyogre first. And now I'm going to have you make the Pokeball roll. This is just a straight D20 and add your Pokemon handling, please.
Please, please. +6. That's a 16.
That's
not gonna be enough.
The Ultra Ball encapsulates Kyogre, and for a moment, like the stormy clouds reside, but the rain subsides. The Ultra Ball splashes into the water, and it floats gently. The little red light lights up on it once, and then it shakes and it lights up twice. And then the ball bursts open and Kyogre emerges. The other two Ultra Balls are now going to roll to catch Kyogre. The first one gets a 12. That is lower than your roll. It will capture Kyogre and then it won't even shake. It'll reemerge. Both times that Kyogre has emerged from this Pokeball, it looks a little more and more like it isn't willing to put up with this activity. Beckett's Pokeball, Beckett's Ultra Ball, will come out. And Beckett rolls a 19 on the die, which exceeds the 23 catch DC. The Ultra Ball will splash into the water. It'll wiggle three times, and the light will glow dim. And Beckett has captured Kyogre.
No! I'm scared. I'm so scared. This is the worst outcome.
They're just going to fight her parents.
All right. Sorry. Yeah, it's time to fight. Back into initiative.
There are some sounds of glee coming from River and Beckett as Archie just, after the first Pokeball, he began a free fall. And now he lands on, hopefully, Tentacruel. Going to roll real quick. Don't want to interrupt too much narration. Tentacruel catches him. He bounces a bit. Archie looks exhausted. And River and Beckett are just on their Whiscash and Milotic, and they're embracing each other, and they're so happy, and they are giving each other passionate kisses, and they seem oblivious to the fact that there's a group of trainers who are upset with them.
Get a fucking room.
Ew. How dare you?
It is worth noting that the sea level, as you are all relatively close to the sea or you're flying above it, is falling pretty rapidly. And in about 30 seconds, it will return to where it was before. The storm clouds are giving way, except for two, which are holding up Pikachu. You may make new initiative rolls. But before we deal with Cindy's parents, I do want to check in with Gimli and Yuri. So you can make a plan of action while we do the check-in if you wish. Gimli, you have to catch up a little bit with the time that's happening. So for right now, Moss Deep is still fully underwater. Do you remember the last thing that you said to Yuri? It's fine if you didn't.
I don't.
The last thing that Gimli said to Uranus was, maybe there's a chance we could get your fish back.
True. Yeah.
Uranus locked eyes with Gimli with a glint of hope. And he asks, well, what do you have in mind?
Well, I think if we can stop this whole event from occurring, we can release the ghost Pokemon from the sacrifice, quote unquote, and then we could get your Basket Legion back. They're still like, I mean, they're ghosts, right? So I guess they're like kind of ethereal in a way that I would think a ghost Pokemon come. It's a shot, you know?
Yuri contemplates what you said, and he's going to make a check of his own about what he knows about the operation. He says, oh, stopping energy? No, it's too late. They've already started. They're going to accomplish what they've set out to do. But getting back Basket Legion could still be possible. I don't know enough about the process. Do you know about it? You seem pretty knowledgeable. Do you know what the Artemis Protocol is all about?
I mean, I heard something about the moon, and I know you guys were collecting ghosts. I'm no detective, but you put two and two together.
Yuri will, he's been talking to you, like, on his back, looking at you upside down, and he'll finally adjust himself, and he's on these, like, pointy, craggy rocks, and he's like, ooh, ah, as he adjusts and tries to stand up, and he brushes dirt off himself, and he meets you more, like, eye to eye. He's a little bit taller than you, but he's on a downhill slope, so you're mostly at eye level. He says, well, yeah, more or less, so we can get into the details of it later, but many ghost types were needed in order to satisfy Team Galactic's original ambition, yada, 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 bring back Cyrus, yada, 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 you know, create a new perfect universe. That, at the end of the day, was NRG's goal. Whether or not they're going to achieve exactly that, well, we'll just have to wait and see. I can give you more details. But as far as saving the fish, I think you're right. I think we might have a chance, but you're going to need my help, and I want that fish.
Sounds fair to me. We both have something we need out of it, so.
Yuri will give a nod, and he's going to say, well, we have a lot of work to do, and energy's already starting. He's going to extend a slender hand over to you. Will you shake it?
Firm handshake.
Okay.
Give him a little squeeze.
You can roll for strength on that, strength or dex.
12.
Okay. He also got a 12. So,
hell
it's a,
yeah.
It's a pretty fucking good handshake. That's awesome.
Yeah. Even handshake.
The kind of authority and power from this handshake between former enemies, which may be current allies, seems to excite coughing, and he goes, and he exudes a bunch of gas. Please make a constitution save.
22.
Okay. Yuri this time got a 2. Also kind of synergistic, but very poor. after shaking Ginley's hand. He inhales some of the gas and starts hacking and retching and releases from the handshake and is just puts his hands on his knees and he is kind of just coughing up a storm into the rocks. He is trying to say words, but they're not coming out. During all this commotion, you notice while you're talking with Yuri, the sea level outside the bubble begins to slowly decline. And you notice, like, the telecon bubble that surrounds Mossy City is also starting to lose integrity once again. It's beginning to flash, but it also seems like the sea level is starting to go down. So, with this information, will you make any sort of plan or do anything with this, or what are your thoughts?
I think we gotta go and head back, so...
Do you invite Yuri to come with you, or do you tell him to wait?
No, I'll invite him to come along. I think it's very needed.
Okay. Gimli, Uranus, and Coughing will begin making their way over back to the gym to hopefully relieve Tate, Liza, and Lasagna from needing to maintain this bubble, as hopefully the situation is resolving. Speaking of situation resolving, Elodie, Cindy, and Schmidt, Cindy's parents awoke, angered, and then captured the super ancient legendary Pokemon, Kyogre. What are you going to do about it?
Fucking throw hands.
Okay. We can maintain the same initiative order. That would make sense because Schmidt and Ginley just went and they're pretty interchangeable. So I guess I'll ask first things first. Ellie, what will you do?
Yeah, I can bring Cindy over to Fang so that she can go and fight her parents and deposit her with Fang. And then I guess, I don't know, maybe I'll go check on Archie. He seems like he got pretty beat up from that fight.
Sure. Okay, so Fang was already on his way to Cindy, so it's going to take no time for Jenna and Fang to link up, and it will cost you basically nothing for Cindy to rejoin Alpha Soli on Fang's back. You will notice that the presence of Alpha Soli's heat energy is a lot more pronounced now that the rain has quieted down so much. Elodie, now that you are with Jenna, you're going to go over to Archie?
Yeah.
Okay, he's kind of floating on his back on Tentacruel's kind of jelly head. And he's breathing heavy and he's kind of panting and gasping and he's murmuring to himself. You can roll a perception to hear what he's saying before you arrive, if you wish.
You got it. Natural 20.
Perfect. He is lamenting River and Beckett. He says, I should have known. Those bastards, they would come up and ruin my day again. I can't believe they'd show so disrespect as to capture Kyogre after what they did to it. And then you arrive. He says, oh, Elodie, you're a sight for sore eyes. How are you doing? And it's funny how his candor is so natural and calm, despite the fact he's like really beat up and he's on his back. He's not moving, but he's like, oh, Elodie, good to see you.
Are you doing okay? Can I get you some help?
Archie says, you know, I can't move my arms or my legs, but I feel great. I've never been more alive and I'm ready to kick ass of the damn River and Beckett.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think Cindy is already going to go do that, but maybe we can, you know, if she needs some support, we can go over there and help her.
Archie says, damn right we're going to go over there and help her. I got to teach those two a lesson. And he, like, wiggles his fingers and his toes, but he is not moving his body.
Okay. I will see, would I be able to transfer some HP to him?
Sure. How much do you have left?
I have 46 left.
Okay.
I don't want to give him all of it. just want to heal him up a little bit. I'll give him 15.
Sure. You may deduct that from your HP total, and it will restore his, which is great, because he was sitting at 3. So now he has 18 HP. And he kind of slowly begins to sit up, and he says, you're full of surprises, Elodie. I don't know how you did that, but I feel way better. Now, time to kick some ass. And he goes to step up, and he slips, and he falls on his belly on Tentacruel, and he will admit that perhaps he's not quite ready yet. Maybe he needs to rest after all that fish wrestling.
A good idea.
Elodie, anything else you would like to do? You technically have another action if you would like to do something with one of your Pokemon or make a check of some sort.
Are Schmidt and Quacko, like, in the water?
I know that at this point they would still probably be in the sky. Schmidt would be falling, and then it's kind of up to Schmidt if Mewtwo would telekinetically grab him before he hits the water or where exactly they are, but they're not in the water yet. No.
Gotcha. Okay. I had sent out Bubblegum to kind of go towards them. If I could have her swim towards them and then maybe do like try and do a sparkling aria to help heal them.
Heal I was hearing River and Becca, who you wanted to heal. I was like, wait, no.
Oops.
Okay. No, you said it right. It was just my brain was doing it wrong. Gotcha. Sure. Yeah. Use that. I don't know if we've used that effect yet, have we? Heal with Sparkling Aria?
Sure. I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably time. Bubblegum the Primarina, this beautiful, elegant siren seal Pokemon, can certainly swim over to where Quacko, Mewtwo, and Schmidt are suspended in the air as the sea level rapidly recedes, and can sing a beautiful song up into the sky that will actually have a healing effect on Schmidt and his Pokemon. You are welcome to roll that.
Cool. We get 3d10s.
Whatever healing is done is halved for Schmidt.
Yes. So that's 17 total. So that's halved to 8 for Schmidt. And then Quacko gets 17.
Yeah. And Mewtwo as well. If Mewtwo did take damage, right?
Yeah, he took some damage. He
Yeah. Mewtwo too.
The HP pool is so high, it was not that significant.
Yeah. Sure. I can imagine, but I don't want Quacko to die. Or Schmidt.
Sure, sure. Okay, yeah.
It was what, 17? 16?
Yeah, 17 and then 8 for Schmidt.
Gotcha.
Perfect. Any other flavor or bonus actions or anything for Elodie?
No, we're chilling.
Okay. At the end of, we're stretching the 6 seconds by quite a lot because of the length of the conversation with Archie. But at the end of this period of time that lasts one round of initiative, you can see that with the rapidly receding water, the bubble around Mossyp is becoming more visible. You can see like the top of the, I don't know what to call it. I almost said garage. The part of the space center that like holds the shuttle before it launches. The tower? I don't know what you call that. That is starting to be visible through the semi-transparent pink dome, and you can kind of see the rest of the city below. The sea level is quickly receding, the rain is calming, and there is no lightning besides the lightning from the two clouds that are holding Pikachu up in the sky. Cindy, your parents captured Kyogre. How dare they? What are you doing?
So Cindy goes Super Saiyan.
Okay.
The
screaming and the hair. Like... and...
That's like the aura that she would give off as she's like barreling towards them on Fang, just screaming, probably incoherently, but approaching them at a high at as high a velocity as like Fang can muster.
Sure.
Do they see me? Do they notice me?
You can roll a free investigation.
Yeah. 17.
17 is high enough to know they notice no one but each other. They are snogging. Their mouths are intertwined and they are running their hands through each other's hair and they are passionately kissing and embracing each other. It's a little awkward because one of them is on the back of Whiscash and the other one is on the back of Melodic, and the two Pokemon, the water type Pokemon, are doing their best to kind of like keep the position right so that they can embrace each other, but they do not see you whatsoever.
How close am I able to get to them?
It's interesting because with how fast the sea is receding and they are like on top of it and you are flying, you're kind of going at a diagonal, which I'm going to suggest like increases your speed. I think that you can pretty easily get to them within, we'll say, 30 feet of movement. I think Fang's fly speed is like 40 or something.
I think so, yeah.
You can get into melee range of them, no problem.
Fabulous. I don't want to get quite to melee range, but like... close enough, and I'm gonna have Soul Eater use a flamethrower.
Okay, perfect. Just generally targeting all four of them.
Yeah.
Okay. You may... Well, they're gonna make saves. Apologies.
So Soli's in alpha form.
Of flames.
Yes. Aspect. The hot aspect.
Both are correct. I just wanted to elaborate.
Yeah. So she has +5 to dex. Currently, it's a DC 17 dex save. Is that increased by the aspect?
Yeah, so...
thing? Like, is the DC increased?
Yeah.
So 17 right now is the current DC.
So we'll just say it's 23.
Okay.
It's going to be really hard to save.
Yeah, sure is.
I don't think anyone besides Beckett can even possibly not fail it. So we'll see how much they fail by. Okay. Whiscash gets a 7. Melodic gets a 13. River gets a 12. Beckett gets a 7. They all fail by a lot. You are welcome to roll damage.
So if they failed by five or more, they're burned. So yes. They're all burned.
They're all very badly burned as an incredibly powerful fire-type Pokemon. Okay. Just let's loose on them. However, they're still quite wet and still quite damp, so it won't, like, kill them necessarily, but the water...
Non-lethal fire damage.
I mean, we'll see how much you deal, actually. The water Pokemon resist, and your parents are humans, so everything is effectively resisted. But please...
I have double damage and double dice.
That's what
I have in my notes.
You also proc'd weakness policy. So
yes.
Oh, God. You might just kill your parents, unless you don't want to.
Let's see how the damage goes, and
they need to die. This is so funny.
I'll inherit their Pokemon.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, yeah, I mean, this is Alpha Soli. She's fucked up. She's the first aspect that you guys, like... Okay. Well, I guess...
So I have advantage, so they would have gotten... they all failed by more than enough anyway.
Let's see if any of them, like... Crit fail. Yeah, so not a crit... Not a crit. None of them get a natural one on their save. So, yeah, you can roll resisted damage, but it's going to be a lot because we're doubling. That is multipliers. Okay, it's resisted, but you're going to have four times the dice and four times the modifier. So you're going to keep the quadruple modifier, whatever that is. And then just for my knowledge... How much dice is flamethrower normally? What is the default dice? 3d10. Okay. And then what's the bonus? What's the damage bonus?
+9. But I don't know if it changes due to being aspect form.
It will be. It'll be...
Okay.
Does weakness policy influence the damage bonus? I forget.
Weakness policy ups the dice 1d.
Oh, it doesn't double.
No, it makes it D12s instead of D10s.
Okay. Well, you still could kill
them. So it's 6 D12. We'll start there.
Yes.
So it's 43 right now. Plus, is it still +9? Or is it higher because she's in aspect form?
36 added as your damage bonus.
Oh, okay. Is that with it doubled?
Yes.
Okay, so we got a double... I rolled 43, so 43 doubled.
86.
Fuck. Okay, 86.
Yep.
Plus 36? That's what you said?
Yeah, that's your damage bonus, yeah.
Okay. 122?
Yes,
122. So it's resisted, so it's halved?
Yeah, we can do that instead of saying it's, yeah.
Right, that's usually how resisted works?
Yes.
So divided by 2. 61!
61! Ooh, a lot of math for a still pretty big number considering the resistances.
And now they're no longer resisted because Soli's cracked.
Yeah, Soli has a passive where once a creature takes fire damage, it is no longer resistant to fire damage. Yeah, incredible. So on the back of a dragon, Alpha Soul Eater unleashes a gout of flame that impacts with River and Beckett as they are in a loving embrace. And while Whiscash and Melodic are doing their best to keep them supported, but also with the sea level falling, they are feeling very clumsy. It is making things very difficult for them. 61 damage impacts, and River, Cindy's mother, is knocked unconscious immediately. Whiscash takes an incredible amount of damage. Beckett gets all singed up, and Melodic seems to actually be doing kind of okay. Beckett holds River in shock, as if, like, how could this happen? We were just having the greatest moment of our life. How did you get all burnt? And then Beckett turns his head and sees none other than his daughter on the back of a dragon with a magically enhanced nine-tailed fox just erupting all over them. And they are experiencing some despair. Beckett will begin to reach for the Ultra Ball that he captured Kyogre in. And if he is not stopped in one more action, he will send out Kyogre. Cindy, what do you do?
So you said I would have had enough movement to get into melee range.
Yes. If you want your jet plane Fang that you used to bomb the Russians to not only carry your flamethrower solely, but also collide and potentially attack. At the end of that turn, you're welcome to do so.
I was either gonna like get close enough to like smack him, just like little smack smack, or just take the ball out of his hand.
Ooh, okay. So those would be two different things. You'd be either rolling an attack, or you'd be asking Fang to make a sleight of hand. which would not be easy. I don't know if the big dragon mouth and or hands are going to be great at that, but it is a good idea to do. Whatever you
what
do on your
with of hand the, based on
dexterity.
It's dex, right?
Yeah.
Fang's got +5 to dex.
Okay. If you wish to roll that, I'm going to look for a 15 to take the ball. Any less and you might bat it away, and less than that, you will not remove the ultra ball.
I think it's worth a try.
Okay.
Because batting it away still does the goal. Still, that's we can recover that later.
Potentially, yeah, yeah.
Or yeah. Lose it to the ocean.
Roll your DC 15 sleight of hand check.
That's a nat one, Chief.
Oh, no. Yeah,
wait,
Fane.
Wait.
Aren't you proficient? Yeah.
Hold. Cindy has a passive that I can reroll any nat one once per long rest.
What is that passive called?
I don't know because I didn't write down a name for it.
Okay, yeah.
Cindy is a chaotic gremlin child and does stupid shit.
I think that was obtained around the Draconid arc. So, and it hasn't been used at all, I don't think. So now's a great time to do it.
13. Not the 15.
It's not 15. For the record, this passive is called Yeet Energy. And it is essentially like lucky. It's like the lucky feat. And it was given in March of 2023. And it just hasn't been used yet. So that's pretty funny. Using Yeet Energy, Cindy encourages Fang to try again, perhaps with his jaws or with like his tail or something, to get the ball that was so egregiously missed. Fang does so, and with a flick of his mighty tail, launches the Ultra Ball out of Beckett's hand before he is able to send out Kyogre. It goes flying about 25 feet to the north, and he looks at Cindy with rage as she zooms by on Fane's back. Fane's trajectory was not in this direction, so it's going to be a kind of a race to get to the ball. Anything else on Cindy's turn?
Is flipping the bird a free action?
Yeah, it is.
As she's zooming past, just double middle fingers.
Perfect. Roll charisma on that.
Oh.
With advantage, because you knocked out your mom.
Oh, good. Because my first roll was a nat one. Charisma, 17.
17, that's pretty great. This whole time, Beckett isn't quite sure, like, is this my daughter? Because as we and Cindy and the listeners know, Cindy's parents are not very affectionate or loving. But after seeing the double bird being flipped from Cindy, Beckett knows without a shadow of a doubt that this is his daughter who has come to seek some sort of revenge and or stop his perfect date with Cindy's mom. Speaking of double bird, Schmidt, you are falling towards the sea. If you wish, you can have Mewtwo stop you from hitting the sea, or you can splash if you want. And you are holding in your hands something that is all too familiar. It is a plate. This is the splash plate that seems to be enhanced with water. When it was embedded in Kyogre's tail, it seemed to have a arcane swirling energy about it. And right now it seems quite mundane. It seems kind of like a blue rock. What will you do?
How far away am I from the River and Beckett drama?
Just to keep things fun, we'll just say about 30 feet.
About 30 feet.
Actually, that's pretty accurate because they were right under Kyogre, so that is pretty much perfect.
I have kind of a complicated maneuver, and I might not have the action economy for it. Can I just explain what I want to do?
Please.
And then we decide rolls later?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
So I want to send out Gabriel. I want Quacko to fly Gabriel over to... Which one's standing with the Kyogre ball? River?
Beckett. River is knocked out.
Beckett, yeah. And then I want Gabriel to use Thief. To steal the Kyogre ball.
The Kyogre ball has been launched from Beckett's hand, and it is now
it's
going to start sinking pretty soon. It is midair and close to the water.
Okay. Well, actually, then I will have Mewtwo telekinetically yoink the ball and just let Schmidt crash into the ocean.
Okay. I was going to say if he tried to do that while maintaining all the telekinesis, he may struggle a little bit more, but if that is just what you want to do, then sure. Mewtwo can drop the link and Schmidt will go spiraling down into the sea. He already fell a little bit and he was suspended by telekinetic energy. So on impact, I'm going to ask him to roll 2d6 bludgeoning damage as he impacts into the waves from about 20 feet up.
I'm alive.
That's what matters.
Bitches.
How much HP do you have?
6.
Oh, wow. Yeah, pretty good. Schmidt, you will notice as you get smacked, like you fall into the sea and like, despite it being water, it feels almost like stone. hurts your body quite a bit. You notice that as you sink that while you are holding the plate, there is like a bubble of air around you and you are kind of suspended in an aquatic bubble in the sea. It is quite interesting. That being said, Mewtwo is going to go and try and telekinetically grab this ball. He is a legendary Pokemon, much like Kyogre. He's very good at these kinds of things. You can choose either Dex or Intelligence to get this ball. I'm only asking for a DC 15. Dex or Intelligence. I bet Intelligence is probably higher.
Intelligence is definitely higher. It was a dirty 21.
That is more than enough. Mewtwo will outstretch a three-fingered hand and just clasp the Ultra Ball before it sinks into the sea with psychic energy. It glows in a pink light, and it is suspended in the air. And as it's floating there, you can see the sea descending below it as the sea level continues to decline. I'm assuming Quacko can just kind of fly because he doesn't need the telekinetic link to be suspended, correct? So yeah, Mewtwo successfully grabs it. It's not in his possession, but it is at least not in the sea yet. You have one more action.
We're chilling. Can we just have it be to yoink the ball like out of that immediate area?
Sure, like bring it back to Mewtwo?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it with a teleport or just by dragging it through the sky?
Just dragging it through the sky.
Okay, cool. Yeah, whoop, it'll go into Mewtwo's hand. It looks a little uncanny as his three-fingered hand holds an Ultra Ball. It's a little mysterious looking. It's almost as if Mewtwo themselves is a trainer. Quite curious. Any other flavor or things you want to say on your turn?
Nope, we're chilling.
Okay. River makes a death save. Fails, gets a 7. Red and Charizard are going to collect Pikachu. Red actually recalls Pikachu here into, if you were able to see it from how high up he is, it's like a very dusty, well-loved, kind of damaged and dented up classic Pokeball. Recalls Pikachu, and the storm clouds go away completely. The rain is actually fully stopped, and the clouds themselves are parting, and morning sun is starting to come through. It gives you the impression that it might be around 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Red will begin to fly down towards Elodie on Charizard's back. Archie is going to make a paralysis save. He's still paralyzed. His muscles aren't working the way that they should. And then Beckett will be outraged. He will say, "No, I had it. It was so close." And he will grab River and throw her onto Milotic as the sea continues to decline. And he will have Milotic use Hydro Pump on Mewtwo. Please have Mewtwo make a DC 17 dexterity save.
I passed.
Okay.
It was a dirty 20.
Okay. Still will be taking half damage on a succeed save, unless it was a natural 20. This attack from Milotic will deal 21 damage. Not a whole lot. 21 points of water type damage onto Mewtwo, and Mewtwo will not be pushed back by any sort of repellent force. Mewtwo takes it quite handily, and a psychic little like shield even apparates slightly after the move connects, preventing most of the damage. And Beckett will be swimming on Milotic with River draped over the back. She's getting like water in her mouth and stuff. She's having a tough time. And Whiscash is slowly coming up behind, but Whiscash took a lot of damage from Soli earlier. Very good. The sea level is almost back to normal, and I'm kind of curious how this plays out. Gimli, are you okay with just being skipped for one round? Because...
Yep.
Okay. You're making your way with Yuri and Koffing over to the Pokemon Center, and it's taken about this much time. As you're walking, you can look outside the bubble, and you can see that the sea level is restoring itself. It's returning to normal. You also see the sunrise coming through in the east. Seems like your allies have done a great job quelling the threat. And to your knowledge, like maybe the Paco caught Kyogre, or maybe Kyogre descended back into the sea. You don't know. You don't know what's going on. You just know that crisis averted. Back to the top of the order, Elodie, what are you doing?
Good question. Red is making his way over to me?
Yes, we can just say that Red arrives and he does not speak. Espeon is not out, but he holds out a hand and he is holding the zap plate and he expects you to take it.
Okay, yeah, I'll be like, oh, thank you. Yeah, we should get these safe, shouldn't we?
Red gives you a nod and makes eye contact, and then he taps Charizard's neck, and Charizard blasts over towards Mos Deep City, like faster than Janna even, just in the blink of an eye, an incredibly powerful Charizard. Red is gone, you have the plate, what will you do with your turn?
Oh my goodness. Well, seems like the situation with Cindy's parents is going interestingly. Do they seem like, I mean, I think you guys have the situation handled. I will try to help Archie get back to Mos Deep.
Okay, cool. What is your method of doing so?
I guess I could have Bubblegum come back over and maybe try and help his tentacruels swim him back over.
Sure, just kind of provide support.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we can call that a help action, I suppose. That's fine. Granted, you want that to be one of your actions.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Primarina can absolutely do that. We'll swim up, look at Archie with a concerning gaze, and kind of push Tentacruel and encourage Tentacruel to bring Archie to safety.
I would also like to give Cindy a Elodie's party time D8 for whatever she's going to do next.
For crimes.
Yeah, for her crimes.
For patricide.
Yeah, exactly. There everybody needs a
we already did patricide.
Yeah. Down, baby. No.
Perfect. Yeah. Please enjoy that. Do you have any flavor for what that looks or sounds or even smells like?
Good question. I believe I have cabbage out.
Sure. Why not?
What is Cindy's favorite scent? I know she likes the berries. Maybe waft a berry scent over to her and be like, get them, Cindy.
That's awesome. Yeah, Cindy, Elodie does this and you feel kind of inspired. You're hit not only with like the nostalgia of the berry farm itself, but also the nostalgia of who you revere as your true parents, Goji and Asai, your grandparents who raised you on the berry farm. That is until you became a vagrant and just kind of did whatever you wanted. But they treated you with a lot of love and respect, unlike your parents. And that fills you with determination. Elodie, anything else for you?
That'll be it for me.
Okay. Janna is hovering nearby, her feathers all kind of wet. She sees what you're up to and that you're sitting on Tentacruel as well, right?
Yeah, I'll hop off.
Okay. Yeah, Janna will kind of give a little coo and look at you. Do you say anything to Janna?
Oh, are you wanting to return back to your home?
Janna gazes over towards the southwest with kind of like a longing, concerned look.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it. I wouldn't have gotten here nearly as quickly with my Pokemon.
Janna gives you a kind of comforting and acknowledging look, understanding what you said, and lets out a brilliant and takes off to the sky, not quite at Mach 4, but, you know, maybe Mach 0.75, making good time, but not straining herself too much. And she goes up in the sky and heads back towards presumably Little Root Town. Any other flavor for your turn, Elodie?
No, I think that'll be it.
Okay. Cindy, you witness Mewtwo safely grasp the Ultra Ball that contains Kyogre. You also saw your father have Milotic unleash a Hydro Pump on Mewtwo, dealing not a whole lot of damage. He is definitely in like somewhat of a fit of rage. River is knocked out. She's not doing well. Whiscash also seems to be kind of struggling, but Milotic seems to be doing fine. What will you do?
I want to hit him with another attack because I want to hit everybody, but not my mom because she's already down.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I mean, the best I can do is terms and conditions.
Yeah, if you want to, she is your mother. She's not like a, like she sucks, but you can, in your mind, flavor her as maybe not an enemy. And you could.
She's no longer. Yeah.
Right. She's not like a threat. So if you want the terms and conditions to prevent her from taking damage specifically, you are welcome to do so.
Okay. Can I pop off another solely flamethrower?
Absolutely. You're more than welcome to, with the intent to hit all four hostiles minus River.
Yeah. So the three remaining.
Okay. Yeah. They will roll with disadvantage. Whiscash gets a 12. That's actually pretty good. Not enough, but pretty good. Beckett gets a 9. Milotic gets a natural 1. Milotic will get crit. Additionally, none of these mons can resist fire anymore. So, reroll that flamethrower damage.
Did they take burn damage on their turn?
Oh, great reminder.
They were all burned.
Yeah, I can do that right now. They will all take their proficiency's worth of burn damage. Very good.
I just wanted to make sure, because that could, at this point, could affect where we're at.
I have a feeling, based on their lost resistance, that it won't. I think I will still treat Beckett as, like, the human resistance to damage from Pokemon isn't a type. It's just kind of how the world works in my head.
I wasn't expecting that to change.
Got it.
Melodic, it was more so for the Pokemon.
Yeah, Melodic and Whiscash will take full damage. Roll that full flamethrower with Melodic being crit.
A crit is a full... all the dice.
Yeah, so that's 60-12,
you said? 60-12, yeah.
Okay. Quick maths. Not that quick. I have to use a calculator. That's 72 base on Melodic. That's crazy. Okay.
So we got... 32 times 2, right? Because everything's double. So yep. 32 times 2 is 64 plus you said 36 was my bonus. That's multiplied already.
Yeah.
So that's 100.
Even?
Straight 100 damage.
Oh, man.
For the one that didn't get crit.
For Whiscash.
And then 50 for Beckett.
Yes. And then for the crit with Melodic, that's 100 plus 72. 72. So 172.
172 damage.
Okay.
Is that the highest damage roll? 172?
It might be. I don't remember what Iron Valiance was, but that is a lot.
I don't think it was that high. It's approaching, I think that's the highest.
It's really close to 200.
Yeah, that's really significant. Melodic almost outright dies by 5 HP. So that is something to consider. Beckett and Whiscash never stood a chance. They essentially go up in flames. A majority of Beckett's clothing gets singed off entirely. Melodic flops on its back, as does Whiscash and River and Beckett. River actually manages to float. Beckett begins to slowly sink.
I don't know if I can make it work with like the action economy, but is there any way I can like... I don't know how good Salamence is at swimming, but just kind of like get to the like water's edge, try to get them so that way they're like not sinking.
Sure. I would suggest that as a dragon, dragons are kind of attuned to all sorts of kind of elements.
Like buoyant even just float. Like.
And Salamence has a couple things going for him. One, his body type kind of and the long tail that could serve as a rudder suggests like okay swimmability, and I think the stronger point for Salamence is that he's mostly blue, so if you combine those two factors I think he'd be a pretty decent swimmer. So you're welcome to roll strength with advantage to see if you can kind of like scoop up these guys and bring them to safety somewhere.
Strength is plus 4. Dirty 20.
Okay, fantastic. That will be enough for Fane. I'm assuming you're kind of like looking for him to just gently descend into the water and maybe use his wings to kind of like push the folks, you know, River, Beckett, Whiscash, and Melodic.
Not drowning.
Okay, just kind of like stabilize them, make sure that they don't just straight up die.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't like them. I don't want to actually kill them. I just want to get them out of the water. I don't think I have the action economy to find their Pokeballs and return their Pokemon, but if I did, that would either be what I'm going to do, what I would do, or what I'll do next turn.
Okay.
I'm not moving yet. I'm just, like, getting them out of the water so they're not sinking, not drowning. We're just chilling.
Speaking of action economy, there are no hostiles. And for the first time in maybe, like, 6 sessions, we are out of initiative.
Wowzers.
Please describe the things that you would like to do in whatever order that you'd like to do them.
So Schmidt started this initiative drunk.
Yeah.
He's going to throw up.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay.
Roll for throw up?
Yeah, actually roll for throw up.
Okay. I don't know what I'm rolling.
It's con.
I got an 8 D20. On a D20.
Okay, so. Yeah, Schmidt, like, it all... Well, you're underwater still, right?
I'm in a bubble.
Oh, God. It's
I
like
came the, down in a bubble, Doug.
It's the sequel to the fart bubble. It's
God fucking damn it.
It's the vomit bubble. That sucks, dude. Yeah, shit's nasty. You're not like super actively swimming or sinking. You're like, you know, a foot or 3 under the water floating in this bubble. But yeah, it all hits Schmidt at once. Like, holy shit, that was like a lot to deal with. And his stomach can't handle it. And reasonably, like anyone might, he vomits a bit. You said you got an 8?
Yeah.
Okay. Not quite low enough to lose consciousness. So that's a good thing.
Cindy's gonna find rifle through her parents' pockets and try to find the Pokeballs to the Pokemon that are fainted.
Okay. Yeah. Roll investigation, please.
12. That's with my inspiration and with my proficiency.
Sure, yeah. With the 12, you are able to find... Are you searching River or Beckett or both?
The goal is both, to go through both of them and return both of their Pokemon.
Okay. You will find Whiscash's Pokeball. You recognize it vaguely. You may have remembered this Whiscash as like a small baby slash toddler when it was a Barboach. And you find the Pokeball and you return it. And it's probably a good decision that you did so. You do not find Melodic's Pokeball. However, you do find like a wet Polaroid photograph. Do you take a look at it?
Yeah.
It is a family photo from around the time you were born, and you are being held in River's arms, but someone has very intentionally just kind of cut you out.
So oh, I'm going to kill them now.
So it's just
oh,
kind
I'm
of
actually
River
going to kill
no
them
Cindy.
Now.
Oh my goodness. That's like really not cool. Because I have a picture of just the two of them from their old locker from the magma place.
It's quite a lovely photo. It's by the river that's pretty close to the berry farm. And there's just a bunch of cool looking water type Pokemon in the background, and they seem to be very fond of it. They're wearing nice clothes, but Beckett is wearing the aqua bandana in the photo. And clearly you would have fit there, but it's just been snipped. Speaking of wanting to kill them, here's a question. Do you wish to stabilize River? Because if not, she needs to make another death save.
I'm just so... I am not good at medicine,
mm-hmm.
and I would hate to fail that check and auto give her a death.
Okay.
Check,
so
right, that's how that works if you like do poorly.
Yeah, we haven't come up on it quite a lot, but I would just treat it as if you were rolling her death save, basically with your medicine skill. So either you can let her roll it, or you can roll it.
How does feeding unconscious people go?
I think we've tried this before. you can give it a whirl. It will require a different kind of check. You're going to be kind of like forcing something into their mouth. And if it goes wrong, you could end up asphyxiating.
Oh, okay. Which berries heal people? Or heal? I know it won't do as much healing as it would a Pokemon.
Yeah,
but...
so like...
Citrus or Orange.
Yeah.
I have a citrus. I have two citrus berries.
Yeah, around 4 years ago, we tried this, I think, on a person, and it did not work. I'm not saying it won't work, but depending on your method, it may be difficult to get healing for a human, but you're welcome to give it a try.
I just think that's the only thing I got, because I don't think potions work on people.
Okay, yeah, you are welcome. I will need you to describe, before I ask you to roll, I want to know how exactly you're feeding this. Like, do you prop her jaw open and just shove it into her throat?
Squish like the juices out of it into her mouth to make it easier to go down.
Sure.
And then like try and feed it to her as she's like maybe getting something out of the juices.
Sure.
Does that?
What is your medicine?
+1. That's okay. Why it's a little spicy.
Perfect. The juicing method is kind of what I was going for a lower DC. So you can roll No, you're looking to stabilize. Yeah, roll a DC 10. We'll keep it straightforward. Medicine check to see if you can stabilize to prevent further death.
16.
16. River is not in danger of dying, but she probably does need some medical attention. Also, for what it's worth, your father's also knocked out as well, but he hasn't rolled his save yet.
He'll be fine for now.
I will pan a little bit because the party's still split. Gimli, you are walking over to the gym with Yuri and coughing, and as you're strolling over from the opposite side of town all the way from the space center, you see that the sea level has finally returned to normal and the sun is rising, and the bubble is kind of starting to flicker and fade, and you also notice a whole bunch of people, some of the refugees from Dewford, some of the people who just live here, all those people who are on the tourists and all the kids on the field trip and stuff, they all emerge. And while they don't necessarily recognize Yuri, a lot of them are looking directly at you. And some of them are, like, smiling. There's a kid who, like, jumps and raises a fist. And a few older people, some adults, are applauding. And they say, thank you. You saved us. Find your friends. We want to thank them. Thank you, sir. And they are they're feeling very indebted to your efforts.
Well, I mean, just, like... brush of embarrassment, doesn't want this much attention, but also like kind of just like waves and continues walking and like
sure. Give me a charisma just for fun.
Yeah. Ooh, that was pretty good. 21.
Okay, yeah. As you wave a group of school trip children from the ages of like 12 to 15, they all start to cheer and hoot and holler, and they go, yeah, that's our guy. And you can hear in their shouts, some of them actually know your name. Some of them are like, Gimli, Gimli, yeah. And they're all really excited, and they look exhausted, but also very, very relieved. Gimli, additionally, also with the Telekine Dome kind of beginning to fade, you can see predominantly the fiery hot tail of Red's Charizard. He's kind of hovering on Charizard right outside the bubble and perhaps waiting for something. It's kind of hard to tell exactly what he's doing. As you're walking to the gym, Gimli and TMF also rendezvous. You can see Archie and Steven wave at you from inside the gym, and they are expecting you to come in and discuss with them. Are you going to do that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. You enter the gym and you see Krustle, Lasagna, the Hoenian Krustle, just kind of looking no different than he usually does, but his gem is going crazy, so that suggests that maybe he's busy concentrating on something. And Tate and Liza, just drenched in sweat, meditating, holding hands in a chamber that like links like all their psychic energy together, and they are like about ready to pass out. What do you do?
Gang, what's the update going on here?
You asked this to Maxie and Steven?
Yeah. Like, are they doing all right? They holding up together?
Steven says, it looks like they're quite exhausted, but unless you know better than I do, I think the crisis is over. I think we can snap them out of it.
Yeah, I agree. I think we can get them off the dome.
Maxie,
get the rest.
Maxie says, while in meditation and while they are so weak mentally, they may be prone to mental damage. I would recommend that you instruct your Krustle to give the command that they can release their meditation.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
All right, what do you do to suggest or tell Krustle that they can give it a rest?
Well, I won't have Krustle tell them. I'll just open up Krustle's mouth and yeah, tell them, guys, I think we're safe. You guys can start to come down now.
I love that message. I think we're safe. I think we're good. Yeah, have Krustle roll a DC 8 intelligence, please.
Oh yeah, I got a 9.
Okay. That is still a success. Yeah, upon that, upon Gimli kind of opening Krustle's mouth and shouting into it, as he shouts into the mouth, Maxie and Steven can see that like the gem on Krustle's back reverberates like with the sound form of the sounds that Gimli's making. And then there's a deep sigh from Tate and Liza, and they just kind of collapse and fall asleep. It doesn't seem like they're necessarily hurt or in danger, but they just really, really need to rest. Additionally, Lasagna kind of just slouches. All of his legs just kind of sploot out, and his claws flop, and his expression doesn't change, but that's because his expression never changes. After these three psychics release their energy, the bubble fully dissipates and Moss Deep is exposed to a gust of fresh air. You can even feel it inside the gym. It feels so delightful and rejuvenating, and something that you didn't realize that you were missing out on. In fact, the coughing following behind you seems a little disappointed. I know we said we were done with initiative, and I will truly let you all free, but I want to know if Gimli wants to say or do anything in this moment while he still has the privacy of his solo mission.
I think I'll get a debrief the gang on Yuri here, so it's not super weird.
Sure, yeah, it seems like they haven't even questioned it. Do you want to RP it, or you just kind of want to summarize it?
I just want to summarize it.
Sure. Yeah, you let them know what's going on. Yuri used to be an admin. He lost his fish. Now he wants revenge. Yada, yada, yada. I will roll a charisma for Yuri. It's not going to impact too much. Oh, he gets a 19. That's fantastic. Yeah, everyone believes him, kind of trusts him, and they even Maxie will like give an acknowledgement like, I'm sorry that you lost your partner Pokemon. That really sucks. And Yuri is now hanging out with the allies. Speaking about the rest of the group, Fang is ushering River and Beckett and their Pokemon. I guess Wishcast has returned, but Melodic over to the shore, the northern shore of Mos Deep City. As is Primarina and Tentacruel with Elodie and Cabbage and Archie. And I guess my first question, I know we're not initiative, but I have a question I need resolved. What is Schmidt doing in the puke bubble?
Can Schmidt like unbubble himself and like wash himself off in the ocean?
Yeah. You get the feeling that like if you stuck your finger through the bubble, it would pop.
Okay, I do that.
Okay, the moment you do that, just like some serious pressure, but not like enough to hurt you, just lets the water in to fill in all the space around you. The vomit gets washed away and you are thoroughly soaked, but you are clean besides salt water.
Awesome. I'm going to return Mewtwo.
Okay. He was holding the Pokeballs, so what do you do with that?
Yes, he's going to take the Pokeball.
Okay.
he's going to send out Diana himself, the Gyarados.
Oh, Mewtwo is going to send out Diana?
No, no, no. Oh. Schmidt is.
Okay, okay, okay.
Just give all my Pokemon to Mewtwo.
Yeah, Mewtwo's the player now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're just going to ride Gyarados. We're going to pick up Cindy and whoever else we need to. And we're just going to swim our way back to the shore.
Excellent. Does Schmidt or Cindy or Elodie have any flavor or things they want to do before they arrive back on land in Mos Deep City?
Schmidt is going to give the Kyogre Pokeball to Cindy.
Okay.
And it's like, I think this is yours.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Very good. You can add it to your inventory. Cool. Kyogre Ultra Ball.
Is Elodie with us, or is Elodie made it to shore already, right?
Elodie was moving a little bit faster than Fane was with Archie, but we can say that you all arrived together, or you can say something to her, or do whatever you like.
Okay. I think we've got a lot of motherfucking plates. We need to VCR in this one rock.
Yeah,
right now.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, we can do that. Even if we're over the ocean, we're able to probably do that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna enforce any checks on you for this. This is just something that you can do. This costs actions, but we're out of initiative, so it's fine. You will return the zap plate as well as the newly obtained splash plate and perhaps the flame plate as well.
Yeah, I'll return solely and put the flame plate in there as well.
Okay. Might be a funny question, but are there any other plates that we want to VCR now?
Which plates should we VCR?
Have any others?
The aqua plate, the...
And the flame plate and the zap plate.
Elodie. I also have the fairy plate.
Oh, Elodie possesses the pixie plate. This may be a new site for Cindy and Schmidt, but you're welcome to VCR that as well.
Cindy's going to say nothing about it and just be like, yes, of course, you got another plate. Like,
yeah, I got this from the moon.
So casual. You weird question. Not like super question. I say in my notes, I have a water necklace. I think CJ told me, is it a mystic water?
Is it a mystic
something?
Water? That is correct.
Yep.
Okay, cool. I've just been sitting on this water necklace. Could I give it to Kyogre one day?
Sure. I think
I don't know if that does anything for him, but
it's the same idea as like the other as charcoal. It gives the same boost, but for water. So
okay.
Yeah, you're welcome to do that.
Neat. That's not a right now thing. I just wanted to make sure that it's actually a thing and not just like some cool necklace.
No. Yeah, it has a use if you wish.
Can I ask Archie if there's anything he wants to do to my parents while they're like unconscious/pseudo-unconscious?
Archie he thinks about it and then he shakes his head. He says, it wouldn't be a fair fight. As much as I despise them, I couldn't let that happen. Let's wait till they're recovered and then I'll show them what these fists want to say. And he tries to hold up his fist, but he's still feeling kind of paralyzed. So instead, his elbows just kind of go up and his hands are limp. And he flails them around and he looks a little embarrassed. But he will give them a piece of his mind once they are returned to health.
Neat. So I was not able to return Milotic.
We could say in due time that you could eventually find the ball. It was in there.
Okay.
So
it just took me longer to do it.
Yes, it would take some time out of initiative just because you didn't find it right away. But yeah, you can return Milotic. They are all in stable condition. Well, we didn't roll for Beckett, but we have Elodie. Elodie, just give me a quick d20. Just tell me what's on the d20.
You got it. One.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, you will need to sacrifice one of your HP if you want to stabilize Beckett.
I guess.
Okay. You rolled a one, so
yeah.
That's the price that you pay. Yeah, Becca can be stabilized. You have enough control over this arcane process that you he doesn't need to be brought back to consciousness. He just is not in danger of dying. Very good. Okay, finally for realsies this time, I really want to let you loose for the last part of the session and do what you need to do. Cindy, Elodie, and Schmidt, as you return to shore and eventually meet up with Gimli, you will be approached by the strange sight of Uranus just hanging out and people like generally vibing with him. Seems like he's a pretty charismatic guy. What do you say?
I just start approaching him like fists ready to go.
Okay.
Gimli, this twink needs obliteration.
Schmidt, do you have anything to say about this?
Schmidt's still going to be like on edge, be like, if this guy does anything, we got to fucking go. But
no, absolutely. He's holding... We can watch him, but he gives us a good insight into what's going on.
Yeah, he's refraining from taking action. ATM.
Can Cindy attempt to intimidate him, saying, I knocked out my own parents. I will do way worse to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Please roll that for sure.
Cut my granny off if she don't see it how I see it.
14.
Okay. Yeah. He holds up his palms in like a non-offensive gesture. He's like, oh, listen, I get it. It's all right. I'm not out to get you. I believe you. He isn't like terrified, but he understands that you mean business.
I also assume that my unconscious parents are with us, so he can actually see them unconscious.
Sure. Yeah. He vaguely recognizes them, but since he was a leader in his former position and they were simply grunts, he doesn't know them by name or anything. He just believes that they could have been NRG members for sure. As the Paco reunite on the northern shore of Mos Deep City, the crowd that it was gathering around to celebrate the saving of the day has become full-sized. All of the people who entered this town prior to the cataclysm are present, including Delaney, Brandon, Calvin's mom, all the people who are refugees from Duford who are here, all the people on vacation, all the local residents, including Tate and Liza emerging from the gym, gather around and cheer and applaud and even throw flowers at the Quacko Paco. They let out an applause that lasts for easily 30, 45 seconds, up to a minute even. How does the Paco handle this?
I imagine Cabbage is also out and we're just like waving to the people like, thank you, thank you. It was nothing.
The princess wave.
Yeah, the princess wave.
Perfect.
Are we still all in swimwear?
Yes. You
yes,
are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm half in an astronaut costume.
Yeah. Just a casual day.
Yeah.
Schmidt is focused on bed.
On what?
On bed.
Oh.
Just resting.
Schmidt's feeling exhausted. Yeah, for sure. For yeah. sure. Schmidt, quick perception.
Oh, great. Love it.
I want a 13.
Well, you're going to get a natural one.
Okay. Schmidt's exhausted, man. He doesn't see anything.
He could be Calvin's mom.
He can feel like the attention from the crowd, and maybe it feels good, but he's a tired guy. He's been through a lot. In fact, all of you are starting to feel pretty tired, but there may be business to attend to. All of your allies, Jimlee, TMF, Maxie, Steven, they'll all kind of personally thank you. Maybe there's some handshakes going on, some hugs. And then eventually it quiets down a bit. People decide it's time to rest. They've been up all night. And you're standing in a five-piece with Gimli, Schmidt, Ellie, Cindy, and Yuri. What's going on?
Could I have handed off my parents to Delaney?
Sure.
And Brendan to be like, they're criminals. They're the ones who summoned Kyogre. They also need medical attention, but like the police kind.
Yeah, they acknowledge this and they say, we know exactly what to do. Ellie, you see Brandon for the first time in a while. He looks like shy and ashamed and embarrassed and doesn't want to make eye contact. Do you say anything about this?
Oh, gosh. I will address both him and Delaney and say thank you guys so much for your help with everything that's been going on.
Delaney will nod and say, don't mention it. We're all on a team here just looking out for each other. Brandon gives you a little smile, but he doesn't say anything.
Okay. I won't push it. There's a lot going on. Yeah. I will not push it.
Perfect. Excellent. Anyone
I'm not
else
gonna make out in the face of a crisis?
Hey man, I've seen too much making out today.
<Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba>. So Yuri will take the opportunity to reintroduce himself. He says, listen, I know we got off to a bad foot that time that I ambushed you outside of the berry farm. Listen, a lot has changed. I lost my Basque Legion. Gimli and I had a chat, and it seems like we could be of use to each other. Me getting my fish back and you all perhaps saving the world? Question mark. I think whatever you're planning to do, you're going to need my help. So let's get down to business whenever you're ready. If you need to go to sleep first, that is fine. I could use a nap too. Or if you want to get down discussing details, I'm ready when you are.
Respectfully, we would like to take some time to lick our wounds.
Yuri accepts this and he says, okay, very well. I don't blame you whatsoever. Just come find me when you're ready. And it seems that you, if it is the order of business for the Paco to rest, take at least a 6-hour nap, they would certainly have free admittance to any hotel and even maybe even people's homes. Like they are so enthralled with you that they're willing to put you up if needed.
I think we still have our hotel room. We got it for a couple days.
You do. And there's a Linoon butler as well. So you can always return to that.
Before we go, I want to, like, ask him about my grandparents. Like, what do you know about where my grandparents are?
Very good.
They were taken by energy.
Yuri will say, well, it kind of depends on if they were a high-priority captive or not. Could you give me a description?
I will describe them.
Yuri will roll. Yeah, that's fine. They're old. They kind of look like you because they're your grandparents, et cetera, et cetera. He will roll history. He will say, oh, yes, those two. I am not certain the exact reasons they were abducted. Has something to do with that farm that you're from and them being in possession of an artifact. Could have been a plate. I didn't get that much details. I know that they are being kept on the Renegade, the NRG mothership, in one of the highest security prisons. But I can tell you that they're alive.
They did have a plate. We have it now.
Yuri will not be surprised at this statement. He knows that it was kind of an arms race between NRG and the Quacko Paco to collect as many plates as they could. And he looks at you kind of solemnly, like he wishes that he wasn't part of that, but also at the same time, he was part of it, and he is partially responsible for why you don't have them. So he kind of wants to apologize, but there's nothing to say because he's part of the problem. To avoid confronting that reality, he'll ask if anyone else wants any immediate information about loved ones or other people that might be in NRG possession.
Do you guys have my wife?
You're just going to make a roll, not just for history. Yes. So two different roles. Did well in the history, but he also, after you ask about your wife, he looks at you and he says, oh my goodness, you're a Sinoan miner, right?
Right.
He says, I know a lot more about this one. Your wife, Gemma's her name, right?
Yeah.
So she was kind of central to NRG's plan, not just for the knowledge that she has for working for the association that you worked for in Sinnoh. What was it called? The Orgberg Mining Association? Is that correct?
That's right.
Yuri says, I can get into details later, but more or less, NRG needs to use this specific type of space. And by that, I mean a location that is particularly synergistic with the plot that they're trying to unfold. One of those places is Mount Coronet, and clearly NRG did not have easy access to that. So I hate saying we, but I was responsible, so I'm going to take responsibility. Part of NRG's plot while I was a member was using her knowledge to identify a different synergistic location in which we found one, and it's Evergrande City, and that is where this procedure, this plot will unfold, and NRG is hoping to achieve their final ambition.
So she's safe.
Yuri will slow down. He'll say, yes, yeah, she's also in the high security prison. She's very well taken care of, actually, perhaps more than any of the other prisoners, because NRG relied on her information so much.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a relief.
Yuri, again, kind of is dodging the, like, he wants to apologize, but it makes no sense for him to do so because it's his fault. So it is confirmed that the Paco wants to return to the seaside resort that they were in before.
Yeah.
Okay. They return to the hotel. As they do that, immediately as they open the front doors, the front double doors, there is the floating elevator Bronzon, and it is holding, with its psychic powers, four different platforms that have, like, these lush, lavish, like, decorated, super soft, comfy chairs on each of them that it's levitating with its mind, and it seems to drop them to the ground and ask that all four of you sit in one of these chairs. Do you do so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. As you all sit in these chairs, Bronzon will use its telekinetic abilities to lift you gently and carefully through the elevator shaft as, like, a private elevator delivery, and then brings you into a room at the very top of the building, a fancier one than you were in before. Gives a complete sprawling view of the entirety of Mos Deep City. Out the windows, you can see Shoal Cave all broken up, the roof blown off in the distance. And if you look way off to the south, you can even see this strange mountainous-looking white crater out in the middle of the sea. The view is spectacular. There are four full lavish beds, and there is not one, but two Linoon butlers in this room. And there's plants and flowers, and there's, like, a whole buffet laid out on a big table. And this is clearly the fanciest treatment that anyone has gotten in Mos Deep City for a long time. What is your order of business?
Big sleepies.
Big
long
sleepies
rest.
From Cindy. What else?
Maybe some food. Yeah, okay. I'd like
food.
A sandwich.
Big sleepies as well. Yeah.
Food,
I was thinking food when we wake
sleepies.
Up. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
Already
made it.
Sure.
For now.
All right.
You could go to waste.
Does everyone want a sandwich?
I'm just going to start
yeah,
eating
let's
off.
Go for
I
it.
Don't even care what's on the table. I'm just eating it.
Okay.
The Linoon butlers made it. I'm eating it.
Yeah, the Linoon butlers have really cute, tiny little gloves on. And they start preparing ingredients and like putting them on plates really quickly. They're really excellent at it. But Sydney just goes in and starts grabbing, shoveling sandwich ingredients into her mouth. And eventually everyone gets a sandwich on their preferred type of bread, their preferred type of meat or protein in general, vegetables. It's all perfectly laid out. It is so satisfying and refreshing, and it only makes you even sleepier. There are four beds. One is with red sheets, one is with blue sheets, one is with pink sheets, and one is with brown sheets. Which ones do you pick?
Wait, what were the colors?
Pink, blue, red and brown.
I think red and brown are... Yeah, I think it's all obvious.
Yeah, it kind of all lines up.
Yeah.
Blue is kind of brown sheets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Red bed.
Red bed, okay.
Pink time.
Red bed redemption. Okay, and then
that's the sequel where I kill my parents again. No,
and then confirming Ellie and Schmidt, pink and blue.
Pink and blue.
Government assigned gender beds.
Let's go.
I was just curious.
We're all women.
I was curious if you guys were going to deviate on that at all, but no, that's fantastic. At about 6 in the morning, in a much more quiet, safe, calmer Moss Deep city, the Quacko Paco settles down for a decent nap, if not like a many 8, 10, 12 hour rest. For they know that what awaits them is going to be serious planning and coordinating for their final attempt at stopping Team Neo Rocket Galactic. That is where we will end today's session. Hello, and thank you all so much for listening to Dunsparce and Drampa. Extra special thank you to our latest patrons. They are J. Smith Plays, Silver, Bujin King, Clayton, Kyle, Green, and Aurora. It is only with the support of our patrons that this podcast is made possible, so thank you so very much. As always, please check out all the links on our link tree. I think one that is a little underexplored is our P.O. Box. We have a P.O. Box address where you can send whatever you want to us, anything within reason. Also on the link tree is our more common and typical links, such as our Discord server and our Blue Sky. Thank you to everyone so much for listening for all 106 episodes so far, and we will see you for 107 on April 22nd.
Kyogre's gonna explode, guys.
No!
That's how electricity works.
You ever explode a fish?
You just fill it with a lot of zippy zaps until it pops.
Reminds me of those people that like hunt fish with like guns.
That's literally.
Have you ever put a fish in the microwave?
Literally do that every day. Oh my god, no.